אנחנו לומדים בתוך כתבי בעל הסולם את מאמר
We are studying from the writings of בעל הסולם the freedom article we are in the subtitle ancestral heritage
כל מי ששואל שאלה מתבקש לעמוד להצמיד את המיקרופון קרוב לפה ולדבר בקול רם וברור מאמר החירות בתוך כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 426
The writings of בעל הסולם the freedom ancestral heritage
גם כל הפרטים
all the details of the pictures that this will to receive includes which we have defined as the source or the first reason whose meaning includes all the tendencies and customs inherited from his ancestors, which we picture as a long chain of thousands of people who were alive once and stand one atop of the other. Each of them is an existential drop of his progenitors, and that drop brings each person all the spiritual possessions of his progenitors into his elongated brain called subconscious. Thus, the individual before us has in his subconscious all the thousands of spiritual legacies from all the individuals represented in that chain, which are his progenitors and ancestors. Just as the face of each and every person differs, so their views differ. There are no two people on earth whose opinions are identical, because each person has a great and sublime possession bequeathed to him from his ancestors, and which others have no shred of them. Therefore, all those possessions are considered the individual's property, and society is cautioned to preserve its flavor and spirit, so it does not become blurred by its environment. Rather, each individual should maintain the integrity of his inheritance. Then the contradiction and oppositeness between them will remain forever. To forever secure the criticism and progress of the wisdom, which is all of humanity's advantage, and its true eternal desire. After we have come to a certain measure of recognition of man's selfishness, which we have determined as a force and a desire to receive, being the essential point of the bare being, as it has also become thoroughly clear to us, from all sides, the original possession of each body, which we have defined as ancestral heritage. This pertains to all the potential tendencies and qualities that have come into his source by inheritance, which is the first substance of every person, meaning the initial seed of his forefathers. Now we found the door to resolving the intention of our sages in their worlds, that by receiving the Torah, they were liberated from the angel of death. However, we still need further understanding regarding the selfishness and the above-mentioned ancestral heritage.
We hope that he'll explain that to us soon. Moving on. Yeah, continue, because here he didn't ask or answer anything. He just as if gave an introduction.
Can I ask?
Yes.
He writes that society is warned to preserve the individuality of every individual, that it won't blur out by his environment.
Yes, he doesn't need to resemble the environment, that the environment necessitates him, but he needs to protect his individuality.
What in our work does it mean that a person is trying to just blend into the friends and be a zero and to be in them?
That's like in Russia and in China, you have this spirit. Everyone needs to think a certain way. Everyone needs to construct themselves according to a certain global tendency of the whole nation. Yep.
That's clear. I'm asking in our work, when a person tries, makes efforts to constantly annul towards their friends and lose that individual that he was born in, what does he leave for himself? What is that ancestral heritage he keeps? What does he process? What does he lose? What remains?
He as if leaves for himself a special impression that needs to become clarified in him from the forefathers, through that in which he does not submit to the environment's forces, the society's forces.
He doesn't subdue to the forces of society.
No, he does not subdue to them.
So what does it mean that he annuls? Isn't annulling subduing yourself to the, or surrendering to the forces of society?
How does he find the words here?
I write second paragraph, just as the faces of each one is differed, so their views differ. There are no two people on earth whose opinions are identical, because each person has a great and sublime possession bequeathed to him from his ancestors, which others have no shred of them. Therefore, all those possessions are considered the individual's property, and society's caution to preserve its flavor and spirit so it does not become blurred by its environment. Rather, each individual should remain with the integrity of his inheritance.
Yes. It's clear here, right? What the society needs to do. Precisely to stand on the freedom of choice of individuals.
Ken.
Yes.
What ancestors is he speaking about here?
About everybody.
My father and grandfather, them?
No, your father and grandfather don't really act on you.
Exactly. So you're my spiritual father, and let's say my grandfather is Rabash, and so on.
Yes.
So all of us, we have the same ancestral heritage, the same one.
Yes. I think it's Rabash. He cares for all of us. I am like an organizer, no more than that. That is all.
So what's the difference between us?
The difference?
If we all have the ancestral heritage the same, we're like brothers too.
No. You have a father, another 1,000, let's say, guys like you. Who is your father? But it's not that you're completely similar to each other. You are actually different.
Yeah, but that's physically. The genes of each and every one.
Yeah.
What's up with the spiritual genes that are the difference between, even though we all take from the same source?
It's unimportant that you aspire to the same source. In any case, everyone is different.
In what? That's what I'm trying to understand. Spiritually, not physically. Understand the physical difference. In what are we spiritually different?
Each one in their DNA.
What does that mean? And what am I different in my spiritual DNA from Amit?
Since you come out from another conditioning of spiritual reshimot or spiritual records.
Okay.
Okay, at some point, does a person understand, know, reveal what those spiritual records are?
If he reveals the root of his essence, so from that, he can already start discovering his future state that he needs to reach and that he needs to implement.
In the corporeal world, each one has like a different quality, and then each one can fulfill a different role in the ten. I'm speaking physically.
Yes.
If I'm not even aware of my spiritual qualities, which this is reality right now, how can I do what you just said to realize my role?
You do that without them asking you, through all kinds of reasons around you. They are there, they are surrounding you, and they force you until you receive freedom, freedom of choice, etc. So until then, you don't know who is activating you at every moment and for what purpose.
Is there any meaning before your spiritual attainment to really go deeper into these questions?
No, you'll only get confused.
He writes that what Amit read, that society needs to keep the uniqueness. It's not that a person needs to. A person on one hand annuls towards society, and society has to keep that person's specialty.
Yes.
That's what allows a person to have the freedom of choice.
Yes.
That's the right way to advance. When we speak about unity, so we're not speaking about one color that each one becomes similar, but diverse colors, that's what he's speaking about, a whole picture.
Yes.
No.
Each one has his special past, and he says that the contradictions were always going to remain in order to make sure that we keep the criticism and the advancement of the wisdom. Meaning in our incorporation, anyway, each one has a big asset, but when we incorporate, we get an even greater asset.
Yes. From our incorporation, we close the system on us, which then starts working in a very close way with us.
I want
to annul towards society. With my ego, I want to be in harmony, but I don't want to annul my essence, my individuality. Is that right to think in that way?
Yes.
Like Bala Sulam says that we're cogwheels and we need to spin around in harmony in the machine, but it's not that we'll make all the cogwheels exactly the same.
Each one needs to reach the root of his soul, and from that, he will observe, keep his role.
Yeah, I don't give up on my essence.
Yes.
Is it right to say that a person has to annul towards the ten to attempt it, but the ten doesn't need to annul the individual? That the ten is what keeps his uniqueness, not that a person has to be concerned about it.
Yes.
So also as the individual, I have to take care of the individuality of every friend and not annul them, but only myself. So that explains what we were talking about.
Yes.
Rav Bala Sulam כותב שיש בנו רכוש. Bala Sulam writes that we have assets, a spiritual asset in potential.
להוציא אותו לפועל.
To make it actual, is that a result of incorporation in the ten?
To bring it out into practice. That is our work.
Yes.
So that means that in the ten, we need what to do?
We need
to
find our extent of connection, which is developed, open, and big in the ten.
Ken.
From Belarus, how does the subconscious, how's that connected to our forefathers, the environment, and the root of our soul?
It's the same upper force revealed in such a way toward us.
I also have a question. What are spiritual assets or spiritual DNA?
The root of the soul.
How does it come to a person?
It reveals to the person gradually, but if there is a Kabbalist who looks at you, so he sees your spiritual roots according to his degree.
Bala Sulam's work, with those few students he had, and we used to go talk to rocks, that awakened everything we see, the whole world clear, people awakening.
Yes, it's from his work.
And when we work here, we continue it, and that'll also reach more people?
Yes, certainly. In each and every one of our lessons, there's a great awakening in the whole world.
Does
the spiritual work I do and try to delve in more, is that like a correction for some holy soul that was there? I'm like continuing its work?
Yes.
So it's if I got like appointed to do this work.
Certainly, there are no new souls.
Ken.
Yeah. Thank you, Rav. I think there's a body. And there's reason. So about what was said, the reason I keep holding my views and opinions, and in the body it's the will to receive, that's where I want to annul. Is that right?
It's not completely correct, but it will change.
What does that mean? It's not the final correct.
You'll see that you don't have what to hold on to.
That's the end of correction.
I don't know what's the end of correction or when it'll be, or then even in 2 days from now. That is all.
זהו, יופי.
That's all? Nice.
כן.
רב, אנחנו לומדים שתיקונים שאנחנו עושים...
We learn that the corrections we do in the final, the last generation, the days of the Messiah, that we connect and we pray and draw the strongest lights. And those strongest lights clothe on the upper ones. Is it right to say that our work adds the forces of the light to the upper ones, then the upper ones can descend and help us rise?
Well, let it be that way for now. It still needs to change, though.
Ken.
Yes.
Maybe I'll also share my feeling of what happens here in Passover. There's like a feeling, at least for me, that the incorporation between us is more important than the connection. It's as if the connection disappears and I get more importance to the incorporation of what's happening here.
Yes. Correct. Let's hope that we will realize this incorporation. Okay, friends. We go till 5:30, right? There's a few more minutes. Whoever else wants to ask, please.
What's the difference between connection and incorporation? What's that discernment?
Connection is this external connection, and incorporation is a connection in all of its details.
What does it mean external? What's an external connection?
That one connects with the other. That incorporation is that in all of their qualities they incorporate with each other.
So they're in the same physical space. I don't understand.
I don't want to insert more words so that there'll be questions on that.
Okay,
yes, Gershon, what?
First of all, thank you for the lesson. It was amazing. You said that a Kabbalist that looks at a student, he can see the root of his soul from the degree he's on.
Well,
what does he see, the Kabbalist?
I don't know. The spiritual root of the student.
What, he sees him in the system?
More than that, I don't know. And it's also not worthwhile for you to know.
Ken.
I'm asking about what the Creator does in the Exodus. I feel that I'm fighting to be connected to the Rav and my friends and my necessity to exist so I can keep being connected to the friends. And I feel that the Creator is slicing me away. It's like he's tearing me away from this desire to want to be connected. He's breaking it. He won't let me hold on to it. It's like he puts my Rav and the friends some in one point and supposedly my life in a different place. And
What can I do?
Because I'm trying to
put
my forces in order so it'll be efficient, that it'll be good. Why does the Creator keep breaking a person's ability to hold on to the connection with the Rav and the friends? Why does he do it opposite?
It doesn't really turn out the opposite. It's not according to what you would want it to be. But it's exactly according to your nature and your reshimot, your records. And that is how it goes correctly. Simply agree with what is happening and do what is in your hands to do.
Okay. If I can agree.
You can agree. You can. There's nothing that doesn't reveal in a person that is incapable of doing. He's capable. And that we are not in a broken state like you, it's just because it hasn't surfaced in us, this true point. And with you, it has surfaced. So go ahead, realize it. That is all. Let's hope that at Passover we will exit from Egypt. It's not a joke. Yes, Gilad.
It was a very special lesson today. It's like we started something new.
Because look how many people came.
And Passover is always a time that we work less, we'll be together more. So what are you expecting of us in this Passover?
I expect that we will continue opening from today onward more and more the internality of the connection between us until we will all grasp onto it and turn to the Creator and He will pull us out from the exile.
What do we have to put more of an emphasis on?
We need to emphasize one thing only. That the connection between us will be increasingly higher and stronger, and that it would include everyone, men, women, worldwide, so that we'll all be able to rise like in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, hot air balloon.
Does
that mean to open the heart, to devote ourselves?
To open the heart, we will speak about that. We'll talk about opening the heart, incorporating in each other.
No.
Well.
I want to thank you for this special lesson. I just feel how all the friends here are so connected to one another. It's just, I'm looking at the friends, I see one by one how everybody's yearning so much. And to also state that calmness that you're projecting, it's as if we ascended one degree. In this feeling where you see a friend that is so bringing all of his emotion out here, it's just, I have no words to add. L'chaim, friends.
L'chaim to everyone.
Kenanit.
Yes, Amit.
So we have an announcement. Dear friends, during Passover, in the dates 22nd to 29th of April, there will be physical meals here in Petah Tikva. You can sit together with your family in each one of the meals. They will be broadcast and translated as usual.
לוח השידורים להיום, יום שישי, עכשיו נרד
לסכות. Friday.
Hummus
meal at noon, the lesson, 2:30 Friday meal, and a song.
To know inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. שידע שבו יש נר שדולם ונרו שלו כנר חברו, צריך שכל איש יבין שעליו לעמול ולגלות את אור הנר ברבים להעיר. רק ניצוץ לא ידליק את אור האהבה, וביחד נלך גם בטוב גם ברע. רק בינינו נדליק את אור האהבה, נשלב את גדולה. רק ניצוץ לא ידליק.